At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Good morning, everybody. Dear Season Daily, October 22nd of 25. Got a full show for you today with news, updates, and of course, the tip of the day. So let's get right into it. But before we do, don't forget about our partner for Deer Season Daily, Rax Big Game Supplements. You can go to raxmineral.com and find everything they have to offer there. You can also find your local dealer on the website as well. Again, that's raxmineral.com. You can also go to our website, richhunteroutdoors.com, and use the discount code RHOPOD, that's all caps, no space, and get 10% off of everything in your order. Our scents are available on the website now. So our buck tarsal spray, our doe tarsal spray, and our calming spray are all back in stock and ready to ship. We're trying to ship on Mondays and Thursdays depending on order volume, so just keep that in mind when you do order. But those are ready to go, and you can use that discount code on those. We also have some apparel on there, as well as our food plot seed when that comes available. And there's all kinds of content on the website as well. If you guys are on YouTube, subscribe, comment, like, all that kind of stuff really helps. If you're on audio only, follow us, leave us a review. That helps as well. And share it on your socials. Our socials, if you want to tag us, are Ridge Hunter Outdoors. That's on Facebook and Instagram. Those are the two that we use the most. So, kick this thing off with the RHO update. As always, the doe video from the cabin is out. It came out yesterday, so if you haven't seen that, go check it out. We killed a doe. We killed some wasps. We had a good time. We got in and out of there before dark. It was a great evening over the food plot in the blind and accomplished the goal that we set out for taking a doe, at least one doe, off of that piece and taking some browse pressure off that food plot. They've just been mowing down the clover and the brassica plot there. I did plant a little bit more stuff, some winter grains mix in there before this last rain we got. So I'm hoping that that stuff will come up as the deer are browsing down the other stuff. One or the other might take pressure off of each other, and I might end up still with a decent crop there, just depending on if we get any frost or not coming up here soon. It is actually supposed to be down in the 30s coming up, so we'll see how that goes. But I'm hopeful that I'll still have a decent stand. I know from the pictures I've been getting the last couple days since that rain, it's already starting to look more green out there. So that's a plus, and that should help bring that clover back too. So the channel is doing really well. I really appreciate you guys because you're the reason that it's doing well. Our podcast downloads are up. Our video views are up. Our subscribers are up. We're closing in on our goal of 10,000. We're over 9,500 now. So if you guys haven't subscribed, or if you know people who haven't, your friends haven't, share it with them. Let them know that you enjoy the content and that you think they will too. I'm super thankful to see how well everything's doing, and we're excited to see where it can go by the end of the year. 10,000 is our goal on YouTube. I think we can hit that. I think we can pass that. And I look forward to bringing you guys some more awesome videos throughout the season. Who knows? If we end up killing some really nice deer, obviously that's going to help, and you guys are going to enjoy that too. So thanks again for tuning in, especially if you're tuning in every day for these dailies or most days. Really appreciate that. But again, the regular content, the videos, all that stuff, appreciate you guys watching it. We did have a good hunt with Blake last night. We saw close to 20 deer, mostly does and fawns. We saw a few young bucks. No shooters, but it was a good sit nonetheless. It was super windy yesterday. It's going to be again today. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I might try a new spot tonight. We'll see. It just depends on how things go today. The wind's supposed to be right for one of these spots. I was hoping it was going to be have a little bit of north in it and I could try a different spot. But nonetheless, I may try a new spot this evening. We'll just see what happens. There's a couple different places I could go with this wind. So I'll talk about that a little bit later, though. Talking Shop is the next segment. If you guys missed yesterday, this is the same one, but I'll let you know. We're starting to see some more bucks come in. We've had some decent bucks now. Still no monsters, but the ones we're getting in, we're starting to see some swelling to their necks and their bodies. You can tell their testosterone's getting higher and higher by the day, and they're starting to smell worse, which is a good sign that we're closing in on that pre-rut and rut. Obviously, you can look at the calendar and tell that too, but it's nice to kind of know where the deer are in that phase. And we're getting right into some of the better days here. Over the next week, we're going to have some of the best days of the season, especially if it stays cool. So it's good to see little visual confirmation there with the bucks that are coming into the shop that it is that time of year and it's an exciting time to get out there and be in the woods. What's new? This one, like I don't know if I said it in the intro or not, but there was some sad news out of Louisiana, and it was something that happened back in September as well to some people in Colorado, but there was a story on a 17-year-old hunter from Louisiana that was killed in his tree stand by a lightning strike. That reminded me of the two guys. I don't know if you guys saw it. There was a bunch of posts going around that these two hunters out in Colorado were missing. It turned out they were killed by a lightning strike too while hunting the mountains. They had a storm move in, and out there it moves in, weather moves in and out quick, and it ended up cost them their life. And same thing with the 17-year-old hunter. Storm moved in. Based on the story I read, a storm moved in right around sunset and ended up having a lightning strike and killing that young hunter. So just a reminder to be safe out there and make good decisions when it comes to hunting. I know a lot of us like to push the envelope a little bit, especially when it comes to weather, or if you got time off and you feel like you got to get out there and go, you might push it a little bit on safety, whether it's these super windy days or it's storms moving through. Just remember what we're doing. It's deer hunting. Yeah, we all love it, but it's not worth that. So just keep that in mind. I thought that was a reminder for all of us. Not awesome news, obviously, and something you never want to see. But if you don't want to see it again, be safe, make good decisions, and just don't push it. There's really no reason to. So I'm not saying that that kid or those guys in Colorado, either one, were at fault for what happened to them, because who knows? Like, things do happen and weather moves in, you don't know, and it wasn't predicted. But you can do a lot to mitigate those risks when it comes, especially when it's weather related. So just keep that in mind and try to be safe out there when it comes to that stuff too. That leads us into the weather and movement predictions. Just talking about weather. Today, looking at a low of 43 for this morning, a high of 62, and again, much like yesterday, we're supposed to be down in the high 50s by the evening. And if it's as windy as it was yesterday, which is supposed to be, high winds again out of the west in the afternoon, gusts are supposed to be up close to 30, so just like yesterday, it got pretty cold in that blind with the wind hitting us in the face. Even though it was like 56 degrees outside on the thermometer, it felt a lot colder than that with that wind beating on you for 2 hours. So keep that in mind if you're going out. Maybe dress just a little bit warmer than you planned. It is supposed to be sunny most of the day, and the pressure is supposed to be around 30. So that is encouraging that we're going to have average to slightly below average temperatures with a high pressure. That wind is supposed to lay a little bit before dark again. It did yesterday. I expect it to again today. That could be a really good last hour. The wind really wouldn't be bad. Like at 15 miles an hour sustained is not bad. I think I talked about that on yesterday's episode. 10 to 15 is kind of the sweet spot. But it's supposed to be really gusty, like up to 30, like I said. So that's not really ideal. But either way, before it really picks up, the day winds, and then after they lay, could be really good. The cooler morning should have some deer on their feet today. I would expect to see that. I expect the cameras to be active this morning. And if you're out in the stand, I'd expect you to see some deer before those day winds pick up, especially before it starts to warm up a little bit. I don't expect really good movement, though, until right at last light if the wind does lay down, just like that hunt I had with Blake. When the wind finally laid down, the deer just started kind of piling out into the fields. So if you're hunting the evening, don't give up because you haven't seen anything until the last hour, last 30 minutes. I think that's probably going to be the best time today to be out there. And the last segment is the tip of the day. And this one also kind of has to do with wind, but I think it's something that can definitely make you a better hunter. I know it can make you a better hunter. And that's understanding thermals can kill big bucks. That's the tip of the day. Thermals are really important, unlike today when the winds are low. So if you have like 5 mile per hour or less on your winds, your wind speed, then your thermals are really going to start to take over, and that's when they're really going to come into play. A lot of this is thought about just for hunting the mountains out west. You hear about thermals a lot when you're talking about elk hunting and stuff like that, but it's not just for that. And they're more prevalent there for sure, and it's definitely one of the most important things, but you can use them to your advantage here in the Midwest too when it comes to hunting whitetails. even in terrain that doesn't seem like it would be necessary to pay attention to your thermals, it can absolutely have an effect. Even small little dips and rolls in the woods and the timber that seems pretty flat, your thermals are going to come into play. And the easiest way for me to think about them is they go with the sun. So when the sun's coming up in the morning, your thermals are going up. When the sun's going down in the evening, your thermals are going down. And in the evening, when that happens, it's because that cooler air is heavier and it pulls down your scent. It pulls your thermals down. The easiest way to kind of think about that is your thermals are going to fall just like water would run. So where's the lowest spot from where you're at? If you dumped out a bunch of water, where would that water run? That's where your thermals are going to go. So that's why you hunt high in the mornings with low winds to get your thermals up above everything. You don't want to hunt at the bottom of a big ridge and have your thermals blowing up that ridge to the deer. And you want to hunt low in the evenings because if you're on top of that, it's going to pull your thermals down to the deer that are on the bottom. So hunt high in the mornings, hunt low in the evenings, especially if you're talking about ridge systems and stuff like that. Same thing as like the pressures. You can think about that with the sun. When the sun's going up, so am I. When the sun's going down, I am too. You can get away with a lot on a sunny, high-pressure morning. So like today, if it was going to be, if there were going to be almost no winds because of the thermals pulling up with the sun and the high pressure, your scent is basically going straight up. So even if that wind is forecasted to be out of not a great direction, you could still get in there and hunt maybe your best stand. Let's say it's November 6th and the wind's not technically supposed to be right. It's not predicted to be out of the right direction, but it's less than 3 miles an hour and it's high pressure, it's sunny. You can get in there and get in that spot. And until the day winds pick up, you're going to be golden because your scent's going to be going straight up with those thermals. Evenings, when the wind dies, can be tough because you have to be lower than the deer to avoid them getting your scent. So like in the mornings, if you're up in a tree, even if you're not completely on top of a ridge or something, your thermals are likely just going to go straight up and go over the top of those deer anyway. And you've probably seen that too. Like if you think of a pond that's got steam coming off of it as the sun comes up, a lot of times that's pulling towards the sun and going straight up, right? A lot of you have probably seen that. That's the same way your thermals work. And then in the evenings, where does fog settle, right? Settles in those low spots on the road, or the same steam from that pond settles in the low spots. So that's just kind of a visual confirmation of how it's working. The big bucks use thermals too. They understand them. They're out there all the time. That's why they'll use the top third of a ridge in the morning and they'll use the bottom third in the evening. So not only do they use them to stay safe and be able to smell predators or people, they also use it to be more efficient when checking for hot does. So they'll run the top of that ridge in the morning, everything down in the bottom or bedded on that ridge, that scent is coming up to them so they can scent check that whole ridge by just running the top of it. Same thing in the evenings, especially if you see those bowls or those low spots where a lot of thermals are going to settle. That buck's going to go right through that area. He can smell everything in that area for multiple directions just by running through that low spot. They've got that figured out. They're going to do that to be more efficient for checking for hot does. So if you understand how you can use thermals to keep your scent away from those deer and how those big bucks use them to their advantage like that, your success will go way up. There's no doubt about it. If you understand thermals, you're going to have a lot more success when it comes to killing bucks, not only in big, deep ravines and draws and ridges, but also in flat country too. It's something that I think is kind of a natural progression going from learning about wind directions and when to hunt those into thermals. And once you understand them, you're going to have more success. So that's all I got for you guys today. Appreciate you again tuning in to Deer Season Daily. I'll see you tomorrow morning.